Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello. Good morning. It's Tuesday.
Good morning.
Let's get her done. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. Supposed to get hot starting tomorrow.
Oh, shut up.
Like this, I heard digits. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Damn it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Omarosa.
I was ready to be done.
I know. It was really quite warm yesterday, even. Mm-hmm. It was breezy, though, so.
Yeah.
Took it down a bit, but damn.
Oh, well.
Damn, Daniel.
Summer can hold on as long as it wants. Your time is up, punk.
Get out. Get out. Get out.
Beat it.
Now.
It's enough
it's
already.
The end of you and me.
It's time for fall.
Yeah.
And all the good things that come with it, like football. Yeah. The Raiders won last night.
I know.
They did.
I didn't even watch. I started watching it, and they looked good right off the bat. And then, of course, I was like, all right, I'm going to bed.
Well, bedtime does roll around early.
Mm-hmm.
I was in bed at 6:45. Yeah.
Oh,
you were?
Lucky.
I like to go. I've been just trying to go to bed as early as. Well, we eat really early now.
Yeah.
Because I asked John a few weeks ago or whenever it was.
Because I asked John.
Well, I mean, he's in charge of when we eat, so.
Right.
But, you know, because our kids, my younger son who still lives at home, is just, his schedule is unknowable. So a lot of times we're eating alone together anyway, because my other kid doesn't even live with us anymore. And I was like, do you think we could eat, like, closer to 3:30 or 4 every day? And so that's what we've been doing. So it's been awesome. So then after dinner, I'm like a normal person, sort of. You know, I have a couple of hours before I'm going to go to bed, and it's just been... It's been awesome.
That's sweet. I just got
in bed early. He was watching some, like the Saints were on last night or something? Did they play last night?
The Saints were the first game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. And it was the most exciting game I've watched.
Yeah, well, he was into it.
We're only in week one. But
right.
It was the most exciting game of the weekend for sure. At least that I heard.
Yeah, he got sucked into
it
that.
It was back and forth. Final 2 minutes. It went back and forth again.
Who was it?
It was the Saints and the Texans. The Saints go up. It's like, oh, well, they're had, right? Mm. I mean, no one's going to come back. And then they come back. They tie it up. They're supposed to make a kick for the extra point to put them up. And the guy misses.
Oh.
Except that the Saints got a penalty for running into the kicker, and the guy got to kick again and put it through. 28-27, Texans up. Good night.
Mm.
Except that Drew Brees goes down the field, puts his kicker in position to try for a 56-yarder, and his kicker makes it.
Oh, my God.
And the Saints win.
Oh, my God.
And you're
how
like,
exciting.
That 2 minutes, you're all, oh, God, I'm
sometimes
tired.
Those
I'm
last
right
two
down.
Minutes of a game are just so exciting because they just, all that time management, and they're figuring out their timeouts, and I mean, sometimes that last 2 minutes can last half an hour, and it's just, you're on the edge of your seat.
It was killer.
It's unreal.
It was really good. And then we switch over to the Raiders, or I switch over to the Raiders, which I was sort of behind because I'd had to shout. And anyway, I work that pause button like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to leave for 30.
Let's
pause.
Let that save right on up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, so I got to the Raiders game, and they looked good.
Yeah.
They did. I mean, they looked like baseball players a little bit because they still play on a field with baseball brick dust running through the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
The only team that still does that.
Well, you know, it's
that's their last year.
Yeah.
And then they won't have to do that anymore.
They won't.
I mean, I hate that they're leaving.
I know, me too.
But there's an example of why they should leave.
Right.
You can't give us a stadium where we can have the place to ourselves. We've got to have brick dust on us.
I know, it's such a bummer though.
Oh well. Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Get used to it. Silver and black attack. Vegas.
Anyway, so, yeah, I was on all that. And then our kid is still 6.
Man, what's going on with her?
I don't know. You know.
Like a cold or like.
She had a cold or sort of that, like that.
Snuffling.
Yeah. So we took her to the doctor last Friday. And the doc goes, yeah, she's just a kid. She's just got stuff. But she's sick.
She miserable?
Yeah. Well, she was up crying at 9 o'clock last night.
Oh, God.
And I was just saw.
Wait, are we talking to Isla or
no?
Or
we're talking
Ivy?
The baby.
Ivy. Edie. Sorry, that's my grandkid's name.
Edie.
Edie.
Sister. I like to call her. Anyway, yeah, it's just, you know, there I am cramming earplugs in because.
That ain't your problem.
Well, at that hour, it's not my problem on a work night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do my duty when I can.
Yes.
That's right. Not when I can.
Yeah. Believe me, I feel you 100%.
Frankly.
I'm sorry, someone awake? Well, it isn't me.
I'll tell you the truth. That human being screaming thing, it keeps me up way deeper than I think it might other people. Like, I think other people, it gets me all amped. Like, on alert, like something's wrong or something. It gets me adrenalized a little bit, and I feel like, oh, you're screwing me over in ways you don't even know.
Right.
I know you can't talk yet, but it'd be way easier if you just said, my butt hurts or whatever.
Right. Something. It's the unknowable. They can't tell you what's wrong with them. Yeah.
We're in that phase right now, though.
I want that. I'm pointing. Give me that.
And you're like, Well, you can't have the knives, so what else is it?
Right. Oh, it's the lid of this. Okay, here you go. Have the lid. Yeah. I want that. It's our first word.
Anyway.
So we, over the weekend, John finished wiring our Ring doorbell.
It's
the Nest product.
That's the one I got, right?
They have remote cameras, and he put one on our pond, and now we know who tortures our fish every night.
What is it?
Six gigantic raccoons.
Oh,
also,
no.
We have a skunk. Well, we knew that, obviously.
So you're watching your backyard to see.
I'm watching the wildlife show in my backyard every night. It's I'll show you the things because, you know, it saves the saves the video for you whenever there's a thing. And it has the camera
the
in the
history.
Back.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, so yesterday, even when I left the house.
Do you have the Nest cams in your house, too?
Not in the house, no.
Oh, okay.
No. We have some other.
They do the same thing, though. They'll capture a moment and send it to your email.
Right.
Like, hey, someone's in your house.
And it's you.
It's me naked after masturbating, running around.
Oh, God.
Like, oh God.
Nice, Vinny.
I hope your wife didn't get a copy of that.
No, nobody gets that but me.
Anyway, we all have access to ours. So,
the point being, you do?
Yes, we all have the app. So I just get the, you know, we all get the notification.
Everybody wants that?
Well, I don't know if the kids, I don't think Riley wants it.
Anyway, the point is, yes, you get this unfortunate little clip of whatever's going on in the house.
Your wiener waggling around as you run through the house.
I need napkins. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Anyway, no, we don't have any cameras like that in the house.
All
we
right.
have some other.
Well, the Nest cams do the same thing. So, anyway, you're getting these.
So, six?
Yeah.
Do they, like, try to scoop up the fish?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what first of all, they love the plants that I have in there. I don't know what it is about pond plants that they just have to go in there and eat. So every day I come out and there's just, like, chunks of plants floating in the thing. Well, so every day I have to scoop that out.
They're trying to get the fish, though. Food out there for them.
Well, they've never ever gotten the fish, though. There's none of the fishes that has ever been eaten by the thing.
Nighttime.
You found dead fish.
I found like a fish floating, like it died. Like I don't know why it died or
died trying to get away from those bastard raccoons.
It's completely unharmed and it's just floating there. In fact, I picked it up and went, "Is it still alive? Like I can't figure it out." But it wasn't moving, so I figured I'm not going to put it back in there and let it float.
No,
let it float for the raccoons.
No, that's the last thing I want to do is give the raccoons any food. So they seem to be like washing stuff and like they just like the water. They're just drinking the water.
It's a bath for them.
I guess so. They're all hanging out on the edge. I'm thinking maybe I should just get some like.
You made a raccoon pool.
I did. I made a raccoon pool. It's unbelievable. It has sheer sides. Like it goes down, it's 4 feet deep. And there's places the fish at night, I have to assume, are just down low underneath. There's two levels of like stone protection for them so they can be inside there.
It's like a dome, right?
Well, that I only put out for parties.
Yeah, it's removable.
It's removable. Because it gets pretty green inside there. Healthy water, growing algae. But anyway, so yesterday when I left for work, I come out my side door and my garbage cans are there behind the fence and I can see them from standing up on the porch. And there are what look like 100 raccoons just swarming over them and open the lid of the thing where all the trash is. And I think that they haven't done it, but then one of them pops its head out and it's inside the trash can. I'm like, oh my God. Of course they're in the trash can. So I yell, you little vermin.
Oh, good.
And they take off. And then I get the signal on my thing that they're all over washing up. They're just washing up over at the pond.
Yeah, after the trash.
After the trash thing.
Congratulations.
They're scary. They're so big.
They are. They can be just humongous.
You must have a square ring, right? Like a big, I don't know. Because you can put a siren on, too. If you see it, you go, pew, wow, 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 and like 120 decibels or something like that.
No, I don't know what I have. I'll show you the camera. You can look at it during the break. But anyway, I've been so jealous of Bryn. He's always showing me like, oh, Anita just left for work. And he shows me her walking out the front door. I go, that feels like weird, like spying.
It is weird tech. You know, I've had, you're standing in the front door doing whatever.
Right.
And you realize, oh, that just got sent to her phone.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
In one case, it'll just be me standing there with the baby being outside.
Yeah.
But, you know, another case, walking up, forgetting something, walking back to my car, forgetting, you know, walking back up again, going, oh, damn it. And I realize, like, oh, my mania is showing.
Checking the door four times to see if it's locked.
As she's, you know, getting alerted repeatedly as I walk up, back.
Right.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. It's not too embarrassing.
Well, you want that to yourself. You don't. Right. I'm not trying to tell her. I'm
so
nuts.
She's seeing that video, but she's not seeing the video of you naked in the house?
No, there's snow.
That's the beach house, right?
Yeah, there's a little nest cams that are at a little apartment.
Oh, phew! So and you then, go there for the 1 o'clock appointment.
No, well, not necessarily. I'm just saying there.
But that's
why
you're more likely to be running around naked.
Right, that would be a place where that might happen. Mm. There aren't the setups are different. Mm. She's running all the cams at the house we live in.
So there's no running.
And we had those set up all around the perimeter outside. Mm.
So do you have the Nest ones that are wired? Because the one that we had out by the pond, we can't wire it. We just have a battery.
They're wired.
Yeah.
We had to have someone come out and put them in because
that's what we need to
doing that.
I think for that one, you can get a solar panel for
that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to John about that.
Oh, well, he should do that. A little solar thing. He doesn't want to be switching out the battery all the time.
I know. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, think about you've got cameras watching your house for you.
I know. It's nice.
It's pretty great.
It's great.
Some of that technology where you go, well, it's pretty crummy and there's a lot of downsides, but
how do I get rid of I don't want the vermin around my house. Like
people are sending in all kinds of.
Like, I don't want to do the have a heart things where you relocate them, but I also don't want to kill them.
Like, someone says raccoons don't have salivary glands, so they moisten their food and water before eating it.
Moist.
You're right.
Moisten it.
A lot of people are saying, yeah, they rinse their food to eat it.
Oh, so they took my garbage out of my garbage can and went and rinsed it in my pond. That's nice.
When I lived in San Mateo, those dudes would come out of the sewers.
Mm. Yes.
And in big numbers. So if I was driving home anything after, you know, 11 at night, they all look over like, what are you doing on our street?
Mm-hmm.
Punk.
Right.
You know, they run that show, so...
They ended up putting... There were so many... There still are raccoons. Like, John sees them when he's walking Ella out, you know, at
and they will tear a small
in the
animal
morning.
Apart.
I know. It scares the heck out of me. But they put those little... you know where they come out, Vinny? Out of the sewer.
Oh,
so they put the grates there. Yeah, all around Redwood Shores.
So trapped down
there. So that's
there.
Really helped out a lot as far as... Them knocking over people's garbage.
Right.
Cans.
Well, they'd have to walk a long way without the protection of the sewer if they were to come out somewhere else and try to get back into your neighborhood. Yeah, I don't know what to... I just don't... I feel like if we... Even if we somehow got rid of the six gigantic ones that are living in my house now, there, if we got rid of them, six more would take their place. Like, raccoons are just everywhere because we basically feed them with our garbage.
Well, throw steaks over at Jim's house.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to, I don't want to be poisoning animals or shooting animals.
I'll let Jim deal with it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I should do. It's funny, when we, a couple cats ago, that guy was such a great hunter. He was unbelievable. Like, we just didn't have the same vermin problems. If I could be guaranteed another cat would protect the house, the one that just recently passed away.
You think the cat can protect the house against raccoons?
I'm telling you,
it's impossible.
We didn't have raccoon problems.
Those raccoons are crazy.
We didn't have raccoon
problems.
Yeah,
but you didn't have a fish feeding pond.
No, we did. We had the pond when we had that cat. And he would just, and we didn't have rats. None of our, all our fruit now gets eaten by the rats. So we have these giant rats. John sets rat traps, and they are enormous. You've seen big ones. They're not that big, but they're huge and healthy looking. Like, so sleek. I'm like, oh, look at that beautiful rat. Well, clearly we're feeding him well on our fruits and vegetables. Anyway.
It's a bummer to see that, though.
What, a big, fat, healthy rat? I agree.
Dude, the thing was so big, a spatula wouldn't pick it up. I had to go get a shovel. It was so big, a spatula was like bending and not picking it up.
Ugh.
Too much hanging over each side.
You got a creek right near you? Like a muskrat, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Gigantic.
It was a huge bummer. Each person in the house gets different jobs, and some of the super gross ones land on me.
Yeah. Well, it's like a dude thing, you know? Plus, didn't you find it?
There's dude things that she does.
Like what?
Little fix-it things around the house.
Mm, she's handy.
Yeah, she dives in, you know, before I can even hire someone.
Right.
I drum it? Come on!
Above your pay grade.
I gave you a winning.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, it's nice when someone can do this. It's Jesus. If we have to call someone, I know it's serious. Like, usually I'm like, John, this is not working. Something's happening with the thing. Oh,
someone had said last week when we were talking something about this that you can rent a cat to catch mice or mouses.
Mises.
And you can.
How do you get the cat to stay in your yard, though? Wouldn't that cat not know you and run away?
No,
I need a big cat.
They're
like,
trained.
Can I
rent
like
trained.
A bobcat?
Superpowers.
Yeah, superpowers. Magic cats. That's human about that. Yeah.
Right.
Hi. Doesn't you need like a friend who has a magic cat who can open doorknobs and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those stories where you just go.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, really unprovable.
Sure, buddy.
Whatever you say.
Sure. I just have to believe it.
Too much time on YouTube, Holmes.
Yeah. You should get a TV. You actually just break down and get an actual TV.
Videos like that aren't real life, but whatever you say.
Oh, man. You can get sucked into that vortex.
I know.
Just like one crazy thing. And these days, that whole thing where were you just talking about like a deep fake crime or something? Somebody called with a voice that sounded just like the CEO of the company and got them to transfer money.
Mm-hmm.
Like the deep fake stuff, it just makes you question everything. Like
technology
is making it so you just can't. If you see something that's unbelievable on YouTube, you go, I actually don't believe it. Even if it could be real, I don't buy that.
You know what's so weird is as things have gotten with hacks and failures and power shutdowns, it's so much already integrated and converted in our lives. We could never go back.
No.
There's just no way to go back.
Oh, it would suck to go back.
Well,
we probably could, but it would
be
suck.
Great.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't want to be in trouble. There's things where
the library.
Certain things you'd rather have it be done manually and have employees handling things that actually have a job.
You're talking about those phone things?
Want to answer questions and are happy to help you.
Yeah, those days are long gone. You're right about that. I know. You hear about all these hacks and you see that happen into places and you think, what on earth would we do if all of it went away? Like, were we talking about this yesterday? How, like, when we first got here, even to Alice, we were still buying newspapers and magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would rip and remember we used to tape articles to pieces of paper and just, like, try to arrange, clip the newspaper. And now, if the internet was to go
that
down,
that sounds like a pain in the ass.
It was a huge pain in the ass.
But that was,
and even just
the way we did it. You know, what other choice do we have?
And if you were going to make a commercial, you had to record it onto reel-to-reel tape. You couldn't just, like, you know, take out huge
splice
chunks
it.
Of, right?
Yeah.
And you'd have to sit and cut and splice it, and then you'd have to run a whole nother tape. You'd have to have another tape going with your music on it. And it was incredible. Like,
yeah, I hear these stories about you guys carrying around carts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Manually like, inserting them.
Exactly.
It's
like,
and the pancake remember reels.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those things. Right. Remember, you'd have to run pancake reel off onto an actual plastic reel because you get it, and this was literally a pancake of tape unsecured. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to be really careful.
Bigger than a dinner plate.
Humongous. Yeah. Bigger than an album. It was like a humongous thing, and you have to be so careful with it and run it off.
Oh, I love getting a fresh one of those.
Oh,
though.
I know. Right, because then you use tape over and over. You just have to run it over a magnet
I'm
gonna
to
erase it.
I'm going to record the dumbest crap on this and use it on my show.
But then you'd have to, you'd have your tape you were using for your show where you'd be recording phone calls or whatever and you'd be cutting it up. And then it would get to the point where the thing was like 90% splices. Mm-hmm. Like every 2 inches, there'd be another piece of tape going by and you wouldn't be able to get a clean recording anymore. And
what a thing.
Damn. Anyway, I don't want to go back to that. I really like the computer programs that we have, but I suppose we could. Yeah. We just wouldn't want to. So as bitch as we might about technology, it's pretty
well.
It's pretty
good luck with your coons.
Oh, thanks.
I hope that you win.
I won't, I'm sure. Nature always wins, it seems.
Well,
I mean, don't know what to do. You
know, you get rid of the fish.
No, there's nothing wrong with the fish. It's the I guess I'd have to get rid of the whole pond.
Right.
Even then, and also I'd have to get rid of my garbage.
Wow.
Like, you know, there's no help for it. Yeah. Oh, these squirrels are going crazy on my maple trees now too. I'm getting attacked from all sides.
You
my cat
built
used to
such
sit
a nice yard.
My cat used to sit in that tree and just be like, "Yeah, come on, come and try and get the nuts or whatever they are off the maple tree. Those little pinwheel things, little helicopters." And now they just sit up there all day long, raining them down on my deck. I'm like, "Oh my God." Where's my gun? Oh, yeah, I don't have one of those. Anywho, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday at 6:06. It's going to be warm today, but hotter tomorrow. Mm. Hotter and hotter as the week goes on. We'll be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.